Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
There's a new report out this morning that the average American spends roughly 48% of their paycheck within the first 48 hours of getting it.
Well, yeah, you got to pay rent. It just gobbles it right up.
35% of the paycheck is gone within the first 12 hours.
Yeah.
They say it's especially true amongst the millennials, who spend money faster than any other generation out there. Most of that spending goes towards groceries and necessities as soon as you get the paycheck. Bills due within the week, major obligations like rent or credit cards, and a lot of people are just knocking out the smaller bills, such as utilities and the 400 subscription services that you have. But that's, man, that's eye-opening, isn't it? The first 48 hours, let's just round up, 50% of your paycheck, poof, gonzo.
Well, and I know for me, it's because when I get paid, my first order of business is to pay the people, right? Because I'm going to forget. It's going to fall through the cracks. It's me. I am responsible for me. There's only me. So I've got to get it done. And if I don't do it right away, I'll forget. And so the 48 hours makes sense to me because the minute I get paid, I've got to pay my bills. So I'm ahead of the game.
Do you not do auto pay?
Not for a lot of it.
Oh.
I don't.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't like people going into my account and taking it. I will give you the money.
I want to do it when I mean, there are things that I do auto pay just because they give you a discount. But there's a lot of things
I would rather be in control.
I go in and I do it. And also because our paychecks don't fall on the same day every month. They fall every other. And so I just want to make sure that I'm paying things on time, in full, and avoiding
late
fees.
Jared, what about little things? Like, okay, your Netflix account. That's what, you know, $20 a month. Are you still, like, you're making sure you pay that every month?
Like, you're going in to physically pay it? It's not on auto pay?
It auto bills me, which goes onto a credit card. Then I pay the credit card.
Okay. See, that makes sense. I got you.
Yeah. Okay. So that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, no, and it's definitely, I understand why people are shelling out so much. We just had another story today. Did we want to get to that about the insurance?
It's local.
Yeah.
I mean,
they talked about the Colorado Department of Insurance. They released some numbers on Monday that talked about 2026 Colorado health insurance premiums. They're going to double this upcoming year. So in the individual marketplace, you're going to see an average premium increase of 101% or double the premium costs. And, you know, the government shutdown, all this stuff has to do with it. But also just living in Colorado, it is expensive. And with the fires and, you know, people breaking into cars and everything.
Hail is a biggie.
Yeah, hail is huge. It increases our rate so much. And yeah, they just released on Monday that the average Coloradan is going to see a huge increase in their health insurance premium. So,
that's fun.
This coupled with everything else, I understand why a lot of people are probably like, when you get those bills for the month, I need to see how much is going out just to see how much I have left, right?
Yeah.
Like, what's it going to be? Is it going to be a ramen noodle kind of week, or are we going to get some actual protein up in here?
Right, yeah. For a lot of people, it's what is going to be left when it's all said and done?
So I understand why you got to get that out right away. 50%.
Well, if I were you, I wouldn't buy a house, Katie.
I'm not going to. How funny. Are we
Katie
ready to get into that too?
Well, yeah. I mean, Katie's been renting for quite a while, and I know a lot of her friends are really pressuring her to buy a house.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're struggling and things are tight, I don't know if I would do that.
No. Well, and it's not only just that. And it's funny because I got an email from a listener, Sierra, and I don't think I have ever related to an email so much.
Okay.
Because we are in the same boat. And she just says, I love listening to you all on my way to work. Seriously, Katie, I hear you talking about renting, so I need you to help me out here. Please tell me I'm not crazy. I'm in my early 40s, single, and I've been renting my whole adult life. I like my apartment. I like my neighborhood. And honestly, I like not being tied down to a mortgage or the stress that comes with owning a house. Now, lately, it feels like everyone around me, family, friends, even some coworkers, they've got something to say about it. And they all keep telling me that it's time to buy a home. Like, I've missed out on some kind of milestone. My mom keeps saying, you're throwing away money on rent. And even my friends talking about building equity, like it's the only path to financial success. So she says, says, this is where I relate so much. I see my homeowner friends constantly dealing with repairs, maintenance, new roofs, broken appliances. Feels like a never-ending money pit. Meanwhile, yes. I like being able to pack up and go spend my money on travel, concerts, experiences that make me feel like I'm alive. So she said, Sierra says, I've made it this far without owning property, and I don't feel like I'm missing out. I've got money saved. I just get to spend it on the things I like.
God, so she wrote a book, didn't
what she? What do you think? Am I being smart with my priorities, or should I finally give in and buy a house? Let me know. I'll be listening, Sierra. But I... Everything
she hits
she
the
said
nail on the head. It is very expensive. It's nice to, I will say, for you, if something goes wrong, your heater goes out, something, boom.
I call my landlord.
You call your landlord. We had a summer. We called it the summer from hell.
Yeah.
Where our furnace went out, our AC went out, the hot water went out. We found out that our deck had rotted. And then there was like two other things that happened that summer. And it was like a $40,000 summer for us.
Yes.
We had to put $40,000 into the house that summer.
And that's
it was
crazy.
Bad.
To me, that would wipe me out. Like, that would literally take all of my savings.
Most of Americans out.
It'd be a ramen noodle lifetime at that point because I just wouldn't be able to turn it around. Like, and that's what scares me. And it's not only that. It's, again, like, I've done work in where I have some money tucked away. I have a savings. I have a little nest egg. And all of my friends, especially there's something with, like, housing rates and whatever. And please don't text me and tell me I need to take advantage of housing rates in Colorado right now, just because, like, they think that right now I need to take the money that I've saved and put it down on a house that then I could possibly put more money into, right? And in my mind, I'm like, I have worked so hard to save this money. I have enough money for rent. I am very comfortable. Like, I want to just keep saving this money. I want to keep putting money towards it. And so, like, I like the idea of having a little bit of wiggle room. And I just feel like the minute I buy a house, one, I'm probably going to end up in a place that I don't feel safe. I don't feel comfortable.
For what you can afford. Sure.
For what I can afford. I'm a single income person. So it's not like I'm going to be finding a townhome in Highlands Ranch by any means. Like, I'm probably going to end up in a way less safe place with way less space, period. And so I've been struggling with this because I do feel sometimes like people look down on me in a way because I don't own a home. And I don't think that's fair because I think that everybody has a different journey path in life, right? Like,
sure.
I have moved in my adult life. I have moved from North Dakota to Colorado, back from Colorado to North Dakota, back from North Dakota to Colorado, and then within the state, from Montrose to Grand Junction to Denver,
so you like
all
to
around
hop
the
around.
Metro
and renting
area.
Totally gives you the freedom and to do that.
In our
a little
industry,
bit easier.
I've had to move around. It wasn't really a choice for me. So it's just like, I feel like we are in a stage of our lives where the next generation coming up, I don't know if it's going to be in the forecast for all of them to be able to buy homes.
Absolutely
the way
not.
That
why do you think
did,
I'm finishing my basement? I think the kids are going to be around.
I know, and that's the thing. And so for me,
I'm going to get them down there before my mother-in-law takes it.
And I felt like with Sierra, she is kind of asking the same thing. Like, how do I tell my friends that I'm okay?
Just tell them
with
to
this,
shut up.
But that's not, they're worried about you.
Just
they're
tell
worried.
Them everything you just said. Be like, I'm fine with what I'm doing.
I don't like the worry. That you looking down on someone for owning an apartment or having an apartment or whatever, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Like,
I
don't
think so
get that.
Too, Josh. I think so too. And I think that, like, the way the world is going, I feel like thinking everyone needs to be on the same timeline is a little ridiculous. Like,
well, and I do think costs eventually even out. Like, yeah, you own your home, you have the equity, you have all that stuff, but the things that you have to pay for when everything breaks, you are in charge of that. And yeah, maybe rent is more expensive, but at the same time, you get your water heater breaks. You just put in a work order form, right?
As long as you're taking the amount that you would set aside or use every month for home repairs and home maintenance and take that and throw it into an account that builds equity, like, you're going to be sitting pretty.
Yeah.
So instead of putting it into your house, you got it in an account that you're making money on.
Well, and not only that, but I look at the time you guys put into your housing project.
It's a lot.
You
were just constantly something.
Yeah, you were just talking about you and Reed getting all dressed up to do electrical and, you know, insulate your basement and stuff like
that. Yeah, but then now, you know, I'm getting father-son time.
I get that. But,
sweat equity.
But for me, again, like, I have a friend who all of his spare time is spent keeping up his massive house. Like, that's what he gets to do. On the weekends, I like to go hiking. I like to be out in the nature. I don't
and
like...
And that's the thing. For where you are, and you don't do home improvement and stuff, this is perfect for you.
Yeah, so like so many things I'm factoring in
just
as
tell these
far
people
as...
to buzz off.
But it is. It's family. It's friends. It's coworkers. It is everybody. And if I tell everybody to buzz off, I'm not going to have any of those. Like, they're all going
to
be gone.
Do you want
gone.
Me to tell them to buzz off?
Well, I just like... I think that there's a way to approach all this that we can... You know, talk about how it's like, this is what's right for me right now, right? Like, and for people, like, my lease is up in April, and that's where a
heading?
Lot of this comes
from. Are you leaving
from.
Us?
I'm not, no, I'm just saying, like, I want to stay there. I love it. I love renting. I love my apartment. I love where I'm at. I feel like I've worked so hard to get where I'm at that changing all that up is like, it's not going to benefit mm-hmm. me, you know? So it's just, it's something I've been kind of, tossing around just because a lot of people have been coming at me. And so I'm just like, how do you tell them? No,
it wasn't me, was it? Did I tell you about
my
house?
No, but I am good. Like, and I think it's okay for me where I'm at, the age I'm at, that I like owning a home doesn't like give me some kind of status.
I'll tell you what, it's nice that you don't have a yard to take care of, too. I mean, not even mentioning the house, the yard. Like, oh my God, the mowing and the maintenance that comes with the yard and
think
everything.
About it.
That's not for you.
Yeah. Every time there is a massive snowstorm and he is out shoveling, you just get to sit in your little warm apartment.
Watch somebody else shovel.
And watch someone else take care of it.
No, that's it.
That is amazing.
That's it.
Come
and
on.
I think like when you just think about all those things, like how much time people put into the labor of taking care of a home and the home surroundings. I mean, it's just, and I don't want to do that. And that's the thing. I love that somebody mentioned house poor, because that's where, when I think about buying a house, it makes me so anxious because
the faucet's going to break. You got
to
leak.
Well, not only that, but I don't like to be in a house a lot. Like, I go there to sleep. I know you make fun of me for watching TV and whatnot, but I need to be outside for a good portion of the day. And I am so worried that I'm going to buy a house. I'm going to end up putting all of my money into this house, and
you will.
I'm going to be stuck in the house.
You will.
And
I'm already thinking about
hiking.
Paint next year. It's going to be thousands of dollars to paint. I got a master bathroom to redo. That's
I know.
Thousands
How many
of
years has it been since you redid your roof, Jer?
See?
That roof's fine. I got a lot of good roof.
It's coming up, though. It's always coming up, though.
Worried,
you just got to wait for
like,
a hailstorm for that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to get all my money, and then I don't get new boots, and I don't have gas.
You
to
like
go
boots
to...
with the fur.
I like boots. I like food. I just...
Somebody
I...
just wrote in and says, I'm actually jealous of Katie right now because I feel like we are broke because of the house. And all the money sucks that comes with it.
Even, I mean, Katie, even Chelsea, she says, you know, screw buying a house as a single mom. Like, there's so many different reasons. And I know, like, your daughter's now a little bit older and she's out of the house. I get that. But that would have been so tough years ago, you trying to buy a house as
Absolutely.
A single mom. Like, that's impossible.
And a big argument, honestly, like, I have someone whose main argument is, well, when you're gone, what are you going to pass down to Zoe? I'm pretty sure Zoe doesn't need a townhome in Park Hill, like, you know what I mean, to add to her collection, because it's, I just don't think that's
you're gonna leave her all those boots.
I know she's gonna get a whole boot collection that we wear the same
Screw
size shoe.
Screw the $600,000 townhouse. Give me those boots.
We wear the same size shoe. It's actually quite practical. But no, like that's
stinky,
one of
though.
The arguments is that I don't have anything to pass down to my kid.
Well,
and
all
I'm
that
like,
money that you're putting in those accounts instead of putting them into your house.
Yeah, you put the money
cash
in the accounts.
Money.
So that's good advice, right? Instead of taking money for a new water heater every month, I'm putting away $500-$600. Right,
atta like girl,
this
Katie.
Is what I would. But that's what I'm doing right now. So it's like I just want to keep doing that and keep seeing my bank account savings grow
atta
and
girl.
Not have to put that down on a home that I don't want to be in.
You don't have to. Don't.
Okay. Okay, good. I don't want to.
You feel better now? You got all that off your chest?
Thank you.
I'm out of breath.
I know.
Did you do all that just because you know that people that give you crap about it listen to the show and you just are like, I got to go on the air today and vent?
Thank you for letting me do that.
You're welcome.
This will be a podcast. You can send it to whoever you want.
I might. I'm going to send it to my mom.
Oh.
Be like, listen,
oh,
mom.
This is a mom issue.
Oh, she's on Mommy. Me all the... And she doesn't... She lives in North Dakota. Where the home prices are way lower.
They pay
than
you to get there.
Exactly. Like
when she croaks, that house is going to be worth 10 grand a year.
Such a different situation, you know? And so, like, yeah, I appreciate you guys listening because I do feel like...
I didn't have a choice.
I have to.
I got
to
run things over here.
I feel like I have to defend my position in this so much. And so I appreciate that. Everyone on the text line, thank you. I am going to pass down the savings. Oh, okay.
To who? Me?
You okay over there?
Yeah, I think I'm okay.
You all right?
I'm all right.
I'm tuckered out, Jer.
Oh, was it good for you?
It was good for me. If you ever want to sit down and talk about where you think your money should be, though, let me know. I'm good at all that. I'm really good at it.
Are you really good at
that? I am. I'm really good at it. I'm really good at it. So, no, in all seriousness, if you need help with all that, let me know.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.